The Crystal Ball. Once there was a sorceress, a woman of tremendous magical power, who had three sons. And as her sons grew older, the woman became afraid of them. She was afraid that they would steal her magic away from her. And so she used her magic against her sons. When the opportunity came, she changed her oldest son into a whale. His body became a whale's body, his feet became a whale's flukes, and he plunged to the bottom of the ocean. When the next opportunity came, the woman changed her second son into an eagle. His arms became feathery wings, his feet became claws, and he flew to the tops of rocky cliffs. The youngest son was afraid. He thought his mother might change him into a bear or a wolf, so he decided to run away. He had heard stories. People told of a certain princess, a woman who lived at the top of a golden mountain, who was under a terrible enchantment that no one could break. They said she was more beautiful than words could describe. He thought he might try and find this golden mountain, and so he ran, far and farther than far, further than I could tell you, and twice as far as you could tell me. He came to a great valley, and there he met two giants who were arguing over an old and tattered hat. Each giant claimed he had found the hat first, and they stamped their giant feet and roared with their giant voices until the earth shook and trembled. The boy called up to them. "Why would you argue about an old and tattered hat?" he said. The giants told him the hat was a wishing hat. If you wore this hat upon your head, the hat knew what you were thinking, and if you wished to be in a different place, the hat would take you there more quickly than thought itself. The boy said, "Well, arguing isn't going to solve the problem. I have a better idea. Give the hat to me, and I'll walk to the end of this valley, and when I get there, you two can have a race, and the first one to get to me, he keeps the hat, fair and square." The giants agreed, and they gave the boy the hat. And so he walked across the valley, thinking about the princess of the golden mountain. The story said she was more beautiful than words could describe. As he walked along, the bright sun was shining down, and so, without even thinking about it, he put the tattered hat on his head. He walked and thought about the princess, thought about the golden mountain, and thought to himself, "Oh, how I wish I were standing there right now!" And as far as I know, the giants are still waiting, because the hat knew what the boy was wishing and carried him away to the top of a mountain made of gold. He turned around and saw a palace. He touched the great door, and it opened. Every room was empty. Every door was open. And so he passed from room to room and from door to door until he came to the last room of the palace. There he saw a throne. The back of the throne faced him, but he could tell there was someone sitting there. This was the princess, the woman more beautiful than words could describe. He reached out his hand. He touched her shoulder and said, "I am here." And there turned around in the throne the most hideous creature he had ever seen in his life. Her nose hung down to her chin. Her chin hung down to her chest. Her lips were thick and drooping. Her teeth were yellow and crooked. On the backs of her hands, hair grew down to the floor. Her fingernails twisted and tangled in knots. She said, "Have you come to rescue me? Are you here to break the spell? Will you marry me?" "Oh," he said, "you are so ugly. They told me you were more beautiful than words could describe."
"Ah," said the woman, "you are afraid of me. You only see appearances. You cannot see reality. I will help you if I can."
With her long fingers, she reached into the folds of her ragged clothes, and she took out a tiny mirror. But before she gave it to the boy, she cracked it on the arm of the throne, and she handed him a broken piece of glass. When he looked into it, he saw his own reflection, cracked and broken. But now he stood in front of the woman, and he held the mirror up, and he looked at her reflection over his own shoulder. And there, in the broken glass, was a woman, more beautiful than words can describe. He turned around and saw the same hideous hag, but he said, "I think I understand. This is the spell that keeps you captive here. I will do anything to help you. How can I break this spell?"
The woman said, "To break the spell, you must destroy the sorcerer, the man who holds me captured here. To destroy his power, you must show him his own soul. But long ago, he removed his soul from his body and hid it away. At the bottom of this mountain, there is a fountain of water, and once a day, a bull comes to drink from that fountain. Inside the bull, there is a bird, and inside the bird, there is an egg, and inside the egg, there is a crystal ball. Within the crystal ball is the soul of the sorcerer. If you show it to him, his power will be destroyed. But I must warn you, if the ball touches the earth, it will burst into flame, and all the world around will be destroyed by fire. That is all I can tell you." The boy said, "That's all I need to know." He took the wishing cap and put it on his head and wished more than he had ever wished to be anywhere, to be at the bottom of the mountain beside the spring of water. The next instant he heard the water splashing to the earth. In the distance he saw the bull approaching. When the bull saw the boy, it began to charge, bellowing with its great horns aimed straight for the boy's stomach. The boy threw his arms around the bull's neck. The bull crashed to the ground. The boy and the bull and the bull and the boy fought a terrible fight. The bull reared up as if he would crush the boy, and the boy reached for the sword at his side. He held it straight up, and the bull crashed down onto the sword. The bull lay dead. There was a great wound in the bull's side. And as the boy watched, a living bird crawled from the body of the dead bull. It spread its wings and flew straight up into the air. The boy rushed to grab it, but he was too late. The bird flew high into the sky, taking the egg and the crystal ball with it. And the boy said, "All is lost." And just at that moment, there was a screaming sound in the air. A shadow passed in front of the sun, and an eagle
flew down from the top of the golden mountain and began to attack the bird. The two birds fought, screaming in the air. The eagle chased the bird to the edge of the sea, where suddenly it dropped its egg, which fell through the air and landed on the grassy roof of a fisherman's hut. The egg cracked open, and the crystal ball rolled out. As soon as the crystal touched the grassy roof of the hut, it began to smolder and smoke, and suddenly it burst into flames. The roof burned, the hut burned, and soon all the land around was devoured by fire. But there rose up from the sea a wave, a huge wave that splashed over the flames and put them out. A wave of such strength and such power, it could only have been made by a whale. The boy's own brothers, his brother the eagle, his brother the whale, they had been watching him, protecting him, since the moment they had been transformed. And now he reached into the ashes and soot of the fisherman's hut, and he found the crystal ball. Although it had been heated by fire and cooled by water, it had not cracked or broken. Once more, he put the wishing cap upon his head and wished to be in front of the sorcerer of the Golden Mountain. The next instant, he stood in front of a man so terrifying that just for a moment he forgot he held his soul in his hand. But when he held up the crystal ball, the man seemed to grow old and weak in an instant. "With this," he said, "you have destroyed my power. You may return your brothers to their human shapes, and you may restore my daughter to her former beauty. All of the power I once possessed now belongs to you." And so the boy changed his brothers to humans again and gave the girl her true beauty. Some people say that they were married and lived happily ever after. Some people aren't so sure. But as for me, I can't really say, because I can only tell you the things that I know, and I only know the things that I hear, and I only hear half of the things that are told to me. And half of the things that are told to me are told to me by fools, and half of the fools are liars. But that doesn't mean that this story might not be true. Snip, snap, snout. The tale is told out.
This has been a Red Branch audio recording. For information about other folktales on CD, please log on to www.tomleestoryteller.com. Thank you for listening.